Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted to commit myself to Chester First Football Club. It's a great club. The management staff have been unbelievable with me. The manager's shown an incredible amount of faith in me. We've got an unbelievable fan base, which, you know, support us everywhere we go. So it was very important to commit my future to the club and have a really successful campaign next season.
I guess it just caps off what's been a great year for you, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. I mean, I moved from Port Vale and straight away, you know, I wanted to win the league. There was no doubt about it. You know, I had to win the league, had to be playing League One next season. So to do that and to also have a final at Wembley and get my contract extended, you know, it's an unbelievable feeling.
Why do you think it's worked so well at Chesterfield?
I have to give the manager a lot of credit. When a manager shows that much faith in you, you know, it's easy to perform. All you have to do is pretty much perform. The guys as well, incredible set of guys down there. The style of football suits me down to the ground. The fans have took to me straight away, which always helps settling. So it's a perfect fit for me.
I noticed, you know, elsewhere you've made the remark that, you know, the manager just sort of made things very clear for you. You knew exactly what he wanted you to do. Is that kind of clarity so important for a player?
It helps massively because there's no mixed signals. You know, it's a case of through the week, you work on things. But on a Saturday, you know exactly what the manager wants you to do. You know exactly your role. And it helps massively. Then all you have to do is try and employ. You're not going to play well every game. But if you try and do the right things and you have a sort of, you know, you have a accurate, you know, version of what you have to do, it always helps.
Now, when you look ahead to, you know, next season in League One, it is a big opportunity for this club, isn't it? You know, you're going to go up as champions.
Yeah.
What is going to be a realistic aim, would you say, next year?
You know, it's going to be a huge season, there's no doubt. We've played a couple of games last season against higher opposition where we acquitted ourselves very good. There's talk of us strengthening the squad as well, which, when you go up, it's always important to strengthen. But, you know, we've got a quality team, to be honest. So as long as we start the season well and we do strengthen, then there's no reason why we can't do a Rotherham.
And that's going to be what people will say. You know, another local club just down the road, they went up, not as champions, actually, as the second place team in League Two.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just took to League One like a duck to water, didn't they? I mean, it is difficult. It's not going to happen to every single team, but they've shown that it can be done.
They have, and they've sort of set a benchmark through what hard work can do. And we feel as well we've got all the tools moving in the right direction. We've got a real hungry management team who are improving every day. We've got a lot of young players who, you know, are on the training ground every day trying to improve, mixed with great experience as well. So we definitely have the right blend in order to move this club forward.
And I think one of the things that people who've seen both Chesterfield and Rotherham will identify that the hunger is similar, isn't it? You know, you can see that in the way that you play. They have a very determined group, and you can see that in Chesterfield as well, can't you?
Yeah, there's an incredible amount of hunger straight from the offset. When I first signed, I could see that the guys, all of them, they want to play higher. And again, I go back to the balance of experience and youth. You know, we all want to play higher and we all want to make our mark in League One. So that's going to be very important. And as well, we have a young management staff as well who are all sort of on the first ladders of their managerial careers as well, who are again so hungry for the success. So it's just about day in, day out, applying the same disciplines every day in order to get success.
Is that sort of that ambition maybe the football club that, OK, we've been promoted once now,
but
we want to keep moving forward. Is that another reason perhaps why you've committed your future for the next couple of years?
Yeah, it's a huge reason. It's a very ambitious club. You only have to speak to the manager for 10 seconds and you'll know how enthusiastic he is and his love for the game. And being able to train with these guys every day, I know that I've got a group around me which we all want the same thing. We all want to move forward with our careers and we all want to move Chesterfield forward, because I think now is a terrific opportunity to do it. You look at last season and the teams who went up, Wolves, Brentford, Rotherham, it was actually great for us that they went up, because I look at League One now and you know, I think we've got a terrific chance.
And also, there's a lot of derbies next year, isn't there? You know, Sheffield United are going to be in there. We now see Chesterfield going up, Doncaster and Barnsley as well, one or two others too. So it's going to be very competitive, isn't it?
it's going to be an incredibly competitive league, and pretty much every game is going to be a big one. There's a lot of great clubs there. But I think as well, going up as champions, as having that sort of winner's medal fresh in our minds, having the Wembley fresh in our minds, it's going to give us great momentum going into the season. And, you know, we're not going to feel that, okay, we just want to sort of sustain our league position, our league status, sorry. We want to go in and have a real go.